From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Democrats' turn to confront the war in Iraq. First, CBS News admitted today that it cannot verify the authenticity of documents it used in a program questioning President Bush's National Guard service in the Vietnam era. Several experts denounced the documents used in the 60 Minutes program as fakes. I spoke earlier with Howard Kurtz. He writes about the media for The Washington Post. Howard Kurtz, is it clear now what the source of these documents is?
We know one thing, which is that the person who provided these documents to CBS News, these bogus documents, I should quickly add, is, as has been widely reported by my newspaper and others, Bill Burkett, a retired National Guard lieutenant colonel who seems to have an axe to grind against the Republicans and the Guard itself. CBS News is now saying that they don't know where Burkett got the documents, that Burkett, their source, misled CBS and Dan Rather's producer about where he got them, and that's the reason that they are now backing off and apologizing for this very controversial story.
You're writing right now about this story. It's going to be a huge story on your paper tomorrow. What are you going to say about it? What does this mean?
Everyone I have talked to on the left and the right, by the way, sees this as a huge black eye for CBS News. Not only did 60 Minutes, which is the gold standard of TV news magazines, and Dan Rather, the longest-serving anchor, accuse the President of the United States in the middle of a re-election campaign of having received favorable treatment in the National Guard, which he may or may not have on the basis of documents which we now know to be forgeries. But they continue to defend the story for 2 weeks, despite the fact that lots of news organizations, including my own, were raising all kinds of legitimate questions that seem to suggest that these documents were bogus.
Is there any feeling that Dan Rather either will or should say, look, this is a disgrace, I'm leaving, it's my fault?
Well, he has said, I take responsibility and I apologize and I'm sorry. He has not said he is leaving. And he is so closely intertwined with the identity of CBS News for the last 23 years that I'm not so sure that we will see him be leaving, but there's lots of speculation now about whether other heads might roll, given the magnitude of this CBS mistake.
What happened? What went wrong, do you think, in this journalistic process at 60 Minutes?
Well, I think I finally cracked the case in a story that I wrote yesterday where the executive producer of 60 Minutes, Josh Howard, told me that they stopped trying to authenticate the documents. Even recall that their own document experts, these are analysts who they had hired, were raising questions about whether these really could have been written on a 1972 government typewriter. They stopped trying to authenticate when Dan Bartlett, the White House communications director, gave an interview to 60 Minutes on the day of the broadcast that morning and did not challenge the authenticity of the documents. They took that as a green light. They took that as, you've got it. Okay, the scoop is yours. Bartlett tells me, how was I supposed to verify the documents written by a dead man when I've only gotten them from CBS News 3 hours earlier? So what was, from the White House point of view, an inability to challenge these documents became a sort of confirmation in the eyes of CBS News executives.
It does seem somewhat extraordinary to me as a journalist that one would count upon the White House to raise questions about the documents one's putting forth as being legitimate and indeed the basis of one's story.
It seems to me with this kind of serious charge and story involving the president, you've got to prove it. You've got to prove to yourself to a 99.9% degree of possibility that these memos that some source has given you out of Texas are real. That you're not being hoaxed, that you're not being used in some kind of political vendetta. And just because somebody doesn't deny it doesn't make it real. And that's the trap that CBS News fell into. And then, as I say, continue to dig themselves into a deeper hole by defending the story until today.
The doubts about this story originated on the Internet among bloggers. Is it changing the news business, do you think?
Absolutely no question. This was sort of a triumphal moment for some of these Internet bloggers, and obviously there are a lot of different bloggers, and they have varying degrees of credibility. But what several of the best ones were able to do was to call on not only their own expertise, but that of the people who read them, people who were former IBM Selectric salesmen or computer techies or retired military officials who could examine the abbreviations and raise all kinds of legitimate questions in real time, online, within hours, about these memos. Now, lots of newspapers like the Washington Post jumped on the story as well, but we were a day behind. We only publish once a day, which is now almost seems slow in this age of cyber journalism.
And maybe a blessing as well. Howard Kurtz covers media for the Washington Post. Howard, thanks.
Thank you.